This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation making its way through committee.
Good afternoon. This committee meeting on local government.
The week began with the Missouri Senate Local Government and Elections Committee hearing Senate Bill 44. Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville is the sponsor. He says his proposal would change the process for maintaining voter registration rolls.
Just requires clerks and that there is an active process in which we're doing that.
According to the measure, a voter would be taken from the list if he or she missed two general elections. During committee discussion, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence told the sponsor he does not believe the bill spells it out in these words.
I could technically miss, say, this last November, and then we, like in Kansas City, are having a city council election this April. If I miss those two, is there a possibility that I could get purged for missing those two, or does it have to be a general?
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 44.
Senate Bill 5 is an open...
Tuesday saw the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee spend time on Senate Bill 5. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester is the sponsor. He says this measure seeks to allow the enrollment of non-resident students in public school districts.
On the first 2 years, there's a 5% limit on transfers. Transfers cannot be rejected for academic reasons, athletic reasons, disabilities, English proficiency.
Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis, who also serves on the panel, talks about changes made to the Education Foundation formula.
We have a 12-ounce glass that you want to fill with water, right? Back in 15 or 16, the funding was artificially lowered, so we feel better about ourselves, to an 8-ounce glass. Some folks say we fully fund a formula every year.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 5.
Got Senate Bill 78 here, which many of
Wednesday you morning saw the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee take up Senate Bill 78. Senator Nick Schroer of O'Fallon is the sponsor. He tells colleagues his proposal would modify provisions relating to the operation of certain law enforcement agencies.
This, to me, is a very important issue that transcends politics, transcends race. This is something that we're trying to restore sanity and safety in a region that has been decimated by crime.
During committee discussion, Senator Brian Williams of University City pointed out St. Louis is not the only law enforcement agency facing a personnel shortage.
We do have a shortage of officers with the Highway Patrol. They're under state control, so that's not monolithic to the city of St. Louis.
Senate Bill 78 awaits a final committee decision.
Everybody's a differing opinion about the various things.
Missouri's maternal mortality rate, the number of new moms who die within a year, is 44 out of 50.
Also this week, the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee started delving into the proposed budget for the next fiscal year. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia says he does not see the need for an us-versus-them mentality on the budget.
It's not supposed to be partisan. It's not supposed to be partisan to fix roads. It's not supposed to be partisan to make sure that we have adequate opportunities for kids.
Senator Rizzo adds he is on board with many of the priorities the governor has.
I hope to see more of this from the Senate in the weeks ahead as we address other priorities like raising state employee pay by March 1st, raising teacher pay, expanding child care, investing in our infrastructure, investing in higher education.
Mr. President, with no further business coming before
With 4 weeks of session now complete, the Missouri Senate will return to action on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.